Recording?
Yep, just started.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order at 10:08. Thank you all again for your responsiveness in calling these meetings. It's a trying time, and I really appreciate everybody's willingness to be responsive. So the message from the chair is very similar to what it was before. I just really want to.
Those are ground rules.
Ralph, you need to mute. Thank you. I just want to go over quickly the protocols. We're getting better and better at this, so this message could be shorter and shorter. We've confirmed that the session is being recorded. We will take a roll call, which will establish that what Zoom calls panelists, what the state statute calls members, are able to hear each other, which is a requirement of the statute, and participate fully in the meeting. Attendees are muted by default when they come in. The protocol for participation from the public is that when we open it up to public comment, I will clear the hand cues and then take hands as they come up for public comment, and we'll proceed in that manner. I do want to keep this meeting as efficient and brief as we can. We're all tired, but there's important work to be done. There is a protocol, and there are a couple of attendees in by phone. There is a protocol for phone. Well, actually, I don't see any at the moment. There were some. I will say it anyways. There is a protocol for phone attendees to raise their hand in a virtual sense. And that is, I believe it's *9 or *9, David, do you recall? It's on the website.
It might be 6.
It's on the instructions, but
let's see. That's fine. We can leave it that way. I just want to make sure that people that are on with just a phone call know that they can comment.
*9 it is.
Thank you. Okay. So without further ado, I want to take a roll call. Attendance, basically. Just say yes when I call your name. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Mr. Main. This is the Board of Selectmen, the meeting members. We also have, as meeting members, Marjorie Stratton. Can you just acknowledge Marjorie? Need to unmute?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And Ralph, we already heard from you, but would you sort of officially answer the roll? Taking your mute off and just saying yes. Perhaps he's, there you go.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. With that, I think what we should probably do, the purpose of this meeting was to go over a memo that Carol White wrote, and take any other public comments, but a lot has transpired. We are moving fast, and I want to briefly reset the agenda to something very succinct and specific. So I'll ask, first of all, if people want to still do that workshop. So what is the will of the board? And I'll just go up through the list, I think, and get your opinions, and then we'll revisit. So Jake, could you just say if you still want to hold that workshop, that intended workshop?
It would be fine for us to do so, but I think I would like to see us address the memorandum and some other things first.
Okay. who's next. Ms. Damon, what's your opinion on the workshop?
Yeah, I think there's some good ideas in there and we should talk about it, but I agree with Jay that we should do specific business items that we need to get done to make sure they get done.
Understood. Mr. Dyer?
Yes, I agree. Maybe go ahead and do the workshop first and then take care of your business items in the last part of the meeting, possibly.
Yep. Mr. Hill?
I was thinking Mark was going to say the exact opposite, that we do the business items first and then the workshop.
Okay. What I propose is that we take specific questions about the memo rather than going through each thing of the memo. We've all read it. It's been out there now for several days previous to the other memo. So I think if you can succinctly state the part of the memo that you would maybe like us to take some action on, that let's proceed that way and see if we can do this expediently. So other specific areas of the memo or specific lines of memo that you would like to do, Donna and then Jay?
Yeah, I would take all of these topics and refer them to the committee we set up, because I think they all fall into that idea, and then get some recommendations back from that committee if there are specific action items.
Because
okay. That would be simple.
Jay, what's your
comment? I think that we ought to move ahead with this memorandum. I would just suggest paragraph 4. We have a little just where it says Matt Ridgway from CTC are
Jay,
willing.
Jay, we're not talking about the memorandum.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about Carol's memorandum to us. Carol's
I'm sorry.
To us.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
The topic of conversation is whether we want to still hold the workshop to review items on Carol's email that she emailed. I don't have the date on top of this. Here it is. March 24th was the email. It was emailed. I emailed it to you separately, I think. Christine, did the packet get up on the website for that?
I didn't have anything for the packet yesterday.
So I had Gloria post some things this morning. I don't think that's on the packet. I apologize.
Okay. I thought I sent it Friday. If I didn't, I apologize. We do.
I just don't remember. There's just
okay. It's okay. The important thing is that the board has it and has seen it. And so Donna's recommendation is that we simply move all of these items forward to the committee that we are about to, or that we did form. So David, go ahead.
I would make a quick suggestion that for the people who are listening in and probably have no idea what we're talking about, to at least list the six areas on Carol's memo that will be discussed at a later time.
I will do that. Again, this is from an email from Carol White on the 24th. I encourage the town of Selectmen to address these, and I'm not reading this in its entirety. I encourage the town of Selectmen to address these following issues immediately and communicate these actions recommendations to the community. And I will read the titles of these, but not get into the language unless you want to. Number one, make a clear statement of support for the community. And she offers an example. Number two, COVID-19, and she suggests clear instructions from the board. Number three is shelter in place, recommending that the town consider an order or a recommendation or proclamation or some other statement to address that. Number four is a visitor's notice. She cites some other islands' websites as sources. Number five is essential services. And she is suggesting that the town identify essential services, monitor and work in partnership with relevant businesses, services, and community organizations. So those are the headers of what we're talking about. There's some more text around that, but not a tremendous amount. Those are the salient points. David, did you have anything to add from your perspective?
Just the last point was community updates. And I think these are all topics to take up in workshop later.
Did I miss the numbers? I did miss the number six. Thank you. Okay. My own opinion on Carol's email is that what rises to the top before the selectmen right now is the COVID-19 EMS transport, which she doesn't explicitly state, but she does state that we should be providing clear instructions on that. And I think that is the top priority for this board to come out with a statement regarding what the protocol should be and how we work with CTC to carry out that protocol. So that's where I think we're at. I'm happy with those things to come out of the workshop and go into the regular business and set an agenda with you if that's the board's will, or we can discuss any of those six things in more depth. And I will open the workshop up to public comment, but I do have to say I will do that in a brief and succinct way, and I won't take public comment until I actually open it up. So first of all, does the board want to discuss any further in any greater depth any of those six items? Donna?
I think that out of the low-hanging fruit there, that maybe it's, do we put out some kind of a message to the public that we do have unlimited resources here? And when I printed mine out, it only printed out half the pages, so I don't have the first part, but there was another one kind of like that, asking for a statement from the board, and I can't, and it didn't print out correctly. So it was near the beginning of what you were talking about.
Make a clear statement of support for the community. Statement of support for the community.
No, it was something about staying home, that the one about
shelter
staying
in place.
I think the shelter in place. Maybe we should spend a couple of minutes talking about, do we want to have a statement on shelter in place, and do we want a statement on, what is here if somebody comes, and the fact that it may not be helpful. So those are the two, I think, that maybe this board, that wouldn't be appropriate for a committee, that the board should talk about.
Okay, if we do that, we probably ought to put up on the screen the current statement, which does touch on those things, I think.
And then current statement. Strong enough, or not strong enough. That's a good idea.
Is the board interested in doing that? Putting up the statement we currently have on the website and seeing if those two points are sufficiently addressed? Yes, sir, Mark.
Are you talking about the one in our resolution?
Yes. The one that's currently on the website.
Yeah, I'm okay with putting that up to see if it matches up adequately.
All right, I will do that. Give me just a second. Okay, I've got it directly off the website. I'm gonna share it. Is it my, wait a minute, which one am I sharing? I guess that's it. All right, Marjorie, is that that's the one that's currently on the website? I mean, I got it off the website. Does that look familiar?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so shelter in place is can everybody see? Should I make it bigger? Is everybody?
That's good.
Okay. I can read it.
Okay, so here's the shelter in place. Says stay at home as much as you can to avoid contact with other members of the community for anyone returning to Shabig after travel and or after proximity to large groups. Please shelter in place for 14 days. For our summer residents, please consider the risk you would expose our community to by coming here. Our community has an aging population that is already difficult to care for, and our resources are stretched. We don't have the ability to help care for you if you get sick. You will have to go to the mainland. It would be a great help to us if you stayed where you are right now. We appreciate you, and we look forward to seeing you when the pandemic passes. This goes on for a while. You want me to continue to read? You get the gist of it. There are several other paragraphs. You want me to continue to read them?
No, I don't think you need to.
Okay.
I guess I think that we need a statement that is in there that if you travel to the mainland and come back, you are just as much of a risk as the person who comes here, who is a summer person who's coming here. And so for people who are going to town when they absolutely don't need to, I think we need to get that point out because every time anybody goes on that boat and goes to town, it's no different than somebody from away coming here.
Let me read the paragraph that addresses that. Travel to and from the mainland only for essential reasons. We need to protect our local essential services, access to food, health care, fuel, etc., and flatten the curve. Each trip to and from the mainland increases the potential for exposure. Across the world, the definition of essential has changed as infection spreads. We can protect ourselves by being stringent with how we each define what our essential needs are. Please stay home as much as you can.
And I guess I'm thinking we need one bold sentence that says, do not go to the mainland unless you absolutely have to, because you are presenting the same risk to the community as someone who comes from away. And I think people don't think about it that way.
Okay. Other comments from the board regarding that? Jay, go ahead.
Yeah, it strikes me that that's pretty much exactly what that says.
No, I agree that. I'm just saying I'm just saying put it right out there in a clear sentence.
Other comments regarding the topic? My own is that this is sufficient and that we can just leave it alone. We got a comment from the board, from the public, that thought that the phrase, our community has an aging population that is already difficult to care for, our resources are stretched, somehow derogatory and not in a positive spirit. So I just want to point that out. I would be fine removing that statement or simply making it our community has an aging population and our resources are stretched. Either of those solutions would be fine for me. So just keep that in mind when we come out. If somebody wants to make a motion to that effect, I would certainly certainly entertain it. Other specific comments about anything in this document? Marjorie added some clarification in some places. Social distancing. This is all consistent with CDC guidance. There's instructions down the bottom here. If you have an emergency situation, please call 911. The dispatch will ask a series of questions and determine if Shabig Fire and Rescue should be called. Our rescue team will take it from there. A suspected COVID-19 patient will not be transported on CTC, but rest assured that our trained staff will get you where you need to go. All other emergency 911 patients will be transported as usual on CTC. So that is our current statement in the light of CTC policy. And we can take that up later as well, but but that's the current policy. Text that Marjorie added to our original resolution we originally discussed. Anything further to discuss about this in the context of public comment? Any public comment? Okay. It's going to be difficult for me, I think, to keep this up on the screen and also to invite the public. So I'm gonna stop sharing because I lose most of my screen when I put this, unless I can get it back.
Herb, it's in the packet. This is in the packet. If people at home wanna go on their computer, they can find this.
Okay.
Document.
So you're comfortable with me stopping sharing? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so if it's okay with the board, I will open it up for public comment at this time. Any objection to that? Seeing none, any members of the public who would like to speak can now raise their hand. I see two hands. Mary Holt is at the top of the list. Mary, you are unmuted. You need to unmute yourself. Thank you.
Okay. Somewhere I read that if we have to go to the mainland for a test, we are able to take Casco Bay lines. Is that something that should be added to that message that you just read?
Marjorie, have we confirmed that?
It's on there.
Oh, it is. I didn't read the entire message. So Marjorie says that's addressed.
All right. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Next is Jackie Trask. I'm having trouble unmuting Jackie.
You got me now?
There you go. Yep, we got you now, Jackie. Go ahead.
I was saying that I was thinking as you were reading that many, I believe, medical authorities and just the general media is telling us to behave as if we have the virus. Now, obviously, probably not 100% of us have it, but we could be asymptomatic. And you know, that is just something to keep in mind. And what Donna was saying, pardon me?
That's an echo of yourself. You may have your phone handy.
Oh, okay. What Donna was saying about, you know, when we go to the mainland and have, generally, we have some kind of either, you know, whether it's at the checkout or whatever, I'll call it, we're socially closer than the recommended whatever. And the point I'm making is that each, I'll call it contact that we have, as you, some of you already know, each one of those people is in contact with who knows how many people. And I think that may have been the point that Donna was trying to emphasize.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jackie. I will, in response to that, I will suggest that everybody review the governor's press statement yesterday, which is online on video, where she speaks in very similar way to Jackie's recommendation that, you know, we basically consider the entire population, especially in this area, as treat them as if, you know, they are COVID-19 But that's something that you should get directly from the governor. I'm not trying to paraphrase it. I'm not trying to convey the information. I'm recommending that you go listen to that, and listen to it every day. Dr. Shaw has been a very good source of information and very good practice. Donna, go ahead.
Yeah, the Surgeon General last Monday made a statement on television, and he said, and this is quote, "This is serious. Everyone should behave as if they have the virus." Those were his words from the Surgeon General. So maybe that's a tagline we put at the top of that. If we don't already have something like that.
Okay. I do want to move this forward. We've been a half an hour now into the meeting on the workshop, and I want to leave room for us to take action. I don't want to discourage public comment. I see one more hand, and I'll take that. And if it's okay with the board, I will close the meeting after that. Actually, I just saw another hand. So I'll take the two, and then we'll close the public comment if the board is conducive to that. Okay, this is Polly Wentworth.
Hi there. I just had a question about getting this resolution out to the public. I have been going to Bev's website more frequently now that this is all going on, and I don't think people are going to the store as frequently, and they're definitely not riding the boat as frequently. Does the town of Shabig have social media? Because it may help to get this resolution out. I read it this morning, and I thought it was great and appreciated it, and I actually shared it, but it's like the word of mouth isn't happening as it usually does on the island, so I think trying to figure out how to get it to everybody would be a good thought.
Okay, Polly, thank you. We'll take that under consideration. I will let you know that we've formed a committee at the last meeting, which is doing some public outreach, and they will be paying attention to things like that, I think. The second hand that I saw was from Carol White, and I'm going to allow her to talk. I'm going to unmute. Carol, I believe you're on. You need to unmute yourself.
I'm not clear where I put this public comment, if I'm supposed to wait for the workshop or what, but I feel we need to be talking about the COVID-19 transport issue. And is this a time to relay my public comment, or am I supposed to wait till later?
No, I believe it's appropriate. We will take any public comment. We're in workshop, and we'll take any public comment.
So I sent to you and all the other selectmen my public comment, just to simplify things. Can you put that up on the screen?
I think so.
I just emailed it to everybody.
This is at 10:14 this morning. Yeah, that's it. Can everybody see? Go ahead, Carol. It's on the screen.
Okay. So just to cut to the chase, I think the most urgent issue for the community right now is trying to resolve the transport issue, and that relates to the comment I made in this memo I sent a few days ago. But so my public comment for today's meeting is that the selectmen need to resolve the COVID-19 transport issue immediately and not get distracted with other issues at the moment until this is completed. And what I can't read it while you're doing that, but
sorry, I'm trying to make it bigger.
The selectmen and the public need to have a clear understand. I can't read that. Okay. We need to have a clear understanding of the following. What does the town need CTC to do? In my mind, we need to provide transport to COVID-19 rescue patients. And I hope that we can all agree that the CTC's ferry is the safest, most reliable, and fastest means of transport for the town rescue personnel and community members. Second thing is, We need to understand what does CTC need the town to do to make this possible. The third thing is, how is CTC handling non-emergency individuals who may have COVID-19? And as Jackie and Herb just said, that's actually all of us. So what is the health and safety plan for non-emergency transport on CTC? The last thing, the next thing is, what is the status of the backup boat? Because obviously that would help alleviate some of the issues. And then finally, what can the CTC, the town, and the community do to minimize I'm talking here, ferry transport related risks? And so I think we have to work together. It may be changing the schedule. It may be discouraging people from taking the boat. It may be providing other alternatives to get grocery prescriptions and other things over here. That's what I had in mind. So that's my public comment. And I hope when we move into the workshop, as the author of this original memo, that we will focus first on this before we handle anything else. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Board, Donna, have your hand up. Do you want me to leave this up on the screen? You're muted, Donna.
Still muted.
There. The problem is the screen took up so much of my screen, I couldn't find the mute button.
That's okay.
All day is quicker.
Okay. So I think Carol has really come up with some really good bullets, and I think we are in the workshop right now, Carol. And to the end of what Carol has suggested, when we come out into a regular business, I'm willing to make the following motion. We're in the midst of something with this preamble. We're in the midst of something no one ever really believed would happen. We have a problem, and there are risks and benefits to anything we do to solve the problem. We, the people of Shebig, are the town. We, the people of Shebig, are CTC. We, the people, will be impacted by the inherent costs and benefits of any decision. To that end, I move that Jay Corson and David Hill and any other town staff, as the town may feel necessary, meet with CTC to discuss and resolve the issues relating to transporting EMS patients during the global pandemic. And I think that gives us a path forward. Carol's identified individual issues here. Everyone needs to know in the community the costs and benefits of whatever happens, and we need to move on. It's as simple as that. It's very, very simple. Not simple to get a solution, but it's simple for what the next step can be. And I hope that when we come out of this workshop, that the board will unanimously support my motion. Thank you.
And I will add to that we have been in communication with CTC. We know what, at least we believe we understand what they need. They've asked for a documented protocol on how we're going to implement EMS protocols on the Independence or the Islander. And we have been working on that document. We just received that document. Marjorie, did it go to all the selectmen, the protocol document?
I have not seen it.
No, it did not.
Okay. We literally got it this morning. Yeah. I haven't read it either. I think it came. I don't even know if I got it, but I haven't read it. And frankly, I hope that the board doesn't need to read it or feel they need to read it. This is an EMS protocol. None of us on this board have expertise in this matter. It has been developed by Chief Monroe. It has been reviewed by his captain, Eric Gutoff, of the fire and rescue. I spoke to Ari this morning to confirm that, to get a status on it. Marjorie spoke with Ralph to do the same. So we have that document, and that document, I believe the intent will be to carry that document forward. Jay and David, to carry that document into the, Jay, David, Marjorie, and Ralph, to carry that document into the talks with CTC in order to develop a protocol that will meet everybody's needs. So that's where we're at in this process. We have been working at it very hard to make it happen. So that's where we are. The committee has something to work with and has something to bring to it. We hope that CTC and the representatives that we've identified can can bring that to fruition and implement it immediately. So other than that, I think that addresses number two in Carol's bullets. Number three is not something we can address. I think CTC needs to address it. We certainly need to understand what that is, but in terms of telling the public, I think we should let CTC convey that themselves. I think the communication lines we're opening up with David and Jay do need to establish that question. The status of the backup boat, I believe she's referring to the Islander, I think. And if that's the case, we've been told mid-May, I would encourage David and Jay to pursue that question more specifically with the CTC representatives that you talk to and try to get a really clear idea of what it would take to get that boat back in the water, even if it were not being used for public transport, even if it were only being used for EMS transport. I think that's the task of, part of the task of that committee is to address that question.
Herb, John Rent has his hand raised.
Okay, I will, thank you, David, because I can't see the attendees right now. Let me just address number five and then I'll pass it off to John. What can the CTC and the town community do to minimize the transport-related risks? And as she mentioned, that means can we provide some services that people are currently getting on the ferry for and going over, such as grocery shopping? Can we facilitate that in any way? And maybe we need a task force to look at that. That's not really a public outreach. That's kind of a tactical response on the Board of Selectmen. I think we should consider how best to respond to that question. Okay, anybody else want to comment on this before I, and I'm going to have to, can you unmute John Rent, David? Let me ask first if the board has any other.
I'm not sure his hand is still up. I can't find him anymore.
Okay, let me stop sharing this and see if I see it. Okay, he just raised his hand. I'll allow him.
Okay, Herb, I just wanted to say that the CTC is totally supportive of that plan, and we will work with Jay and David and Ralph and Marjorie as quickly as possible.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Okay, so I will, actually, John, do you have any update for the community? Since we're all right here, do you have any update on the Islander? I mean, you mentioned mid-May. Is that still your best information? Even if you weren't putting that in for, carrying paying passengers? I mean, is there an option there?
The Islander is mid-May. We have a CTC executive committee meeting this afternoon, and when we come out of that, or executive session of the board this afternoon, and we will certainly back up boats, and the speed of getting backup vessels will be something we can talk about.
Okay. Do you have any comment on Carol's question? How is CTC handling non-emergency individuals who may have COVID-19? And parenthetically, she says all of us. A, what is the CTC health and safety plan for non-emergency transport? Your policy is fairly clear on your website, is that your current position?
It is. That is our current position. We're certainly open to talk about it, and we'll work on developing better plans. We have reached out to some water taxis to see if water taxis could be lined up for testing purposes. It's certainly a lot more convenient if you can go from the Stone Pier to Cousins, where you have access to your own vehicle, as opposed to being in Portland. We recognize that. Casco Bay Lines is it for right now, but yes, that's an open item for us and the community to see if there's a better way.
Okay, thank you for the update on that. I will ask if there is any further public comment. Lila Bisharat has her hand up. A lot of talk and unmute, and then I want to move forward with business items.
Can you hear me, Herb?
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Herb, and thank you, John, for reassuring the community that the key issue that everyone is concerned about in this extraordinary emergency is the emergency response and the CTC, that you're working closely together. I would hope that you would put in place this emergency response on a continuous basis, this communication. This is not business as usual. And that each one of you, John, you, and the selectmen, and Ralph with Earhart, and Marjorie with a backup, have a backup on an ongoing basis to keep things going smoothly and make sure that we can protect our crew as well as our residents. Thanks.
Thank you, Lila. And with that, I will end the public comment part of the workshop and go into the next agenda item, which I think what we need to do is review that agenda and see if we want to make any changes or be specific about anything at this point. So right now on the agenda is to take any action resulting from the workshop. 028 is a proposed community center sound system, and then 029 is to set a next meeting date and agenda if the board so wishes to advise me. Do you want to get more specific about what agenda items, or shall we just take motions? Donna, you're muted.
I would like to add an agenda item that is to take action on two items from the community advisory response team, and also withdraw the 028. The person gave the quote and intermingled the quote with the rest of the proposal for this, and they've now asked him to separate it out again, so we won't have it until Monday. And I think that's not important.
We will table 028. I think we can safely handle motions regarding the communications under take any result react resulting from the workshop. Go ahead.
I'm prepared to make a motion. Okay. I move that Jay Corson and David Hill and any town staff, as they may feel necessary, meet with CTC to discuss and resolve issues relating to transporting EMS patients during the global pandemic and any other business that is pertinent.
Is there a second?
I'll second that. Okay. I'll second it.
I think it's crucially important, since this is about an EMS protocol, that the participation of Ralph Minow not be left up to that group and be designated by this board.
I'm fine with that. I was just leaving it open in case there were more than Ralph and Marjorie that you wanted. So I'm fine with that. Ralph, if you want to be specific about Ralph and Marjorie, that's okay. But they may want other staff. They may want Ari to come or whatever. I just wanted to leave it open in case they needed more people.
In my opinion, they have the resources of the island at their command.
Yeah.
And I think they should make free use of whatever expertise it takes to get this problem solved.
Fine if you want to say specifically Ralph and Marjorie.
Okay, I appreciate that. Any other comments, any other discussion on the motion? Mark.
Thank you, Herb. I just want to say that I have full confidence with Jay Corson and David Hill going in with Marjorie and Ralph and whoever else they deem necessary from our side to work with the Chabig Transportation Company to hopefully resolve any outstanding issues, specifically the focus probably will most likely will be on the transport or availability of transport of possible COVID-19 individuals. So I have full confidence in this group. I know that it's been a rough couple of weeks around here for people to try to mentally get to a certain place. I appreciate the Chabig Transportation Company's willingness to continue to meet with the town of Chabig and address these issues on a timely basis. And hopefully that works out for the best for the entire community. Thank you.
So you're not suggesting any changes to the motion, you're just supporting it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Jay, go ahead.
I think the intent of the motion covers everything, but it leaves off probably one of the biggest problems, which is the non-emergency transport of people who may or may not have been exposed to the virus. And basically that's anybody that's returning from the mainland. And, you know, I think that the memorandum that you had written, we could tone it down a couple of the immediates and that kind of thing, but it covered everything. And very clear and very respectfully. And that to me was a more it covered the directive very well, as opposed to a very broad sort of, and anything else you want to talk about.
Okay, I'd like to respond to that, then I'll let you talk, Donna. I've decided not to bring the memorandum up in this meeting. For the public, what we're talking about is that I sent the board a draft memo that would come directly from the board to the board of directors of the CTC. I sent that last night to them with the hopes that we could send a clear message from the board of selectmen about what our position was. I don't think that memo is worth bringing up in this meeting and trying to come to a common place among the board on what that is. I do agree with Jay that the current motion does not address the CTC policy that recommends that non-emergency people call 911. I think that's a policy that does affect our EMS staff and could easily overwhelm them. The memo did address that. But the current motion doesn't. And I hope the board can come together and form some sort of a message from this board to CTC that clearly identifies that as a risk to our EMS and a burden to our EMS response team. Okay, Donna, go ahead.
Yeah, that was what I meant by, because this is a fast moving thing and we don't have a lot of time to think through things. So that I added in any other matters, meaning that would be in it, but I'm happy to be explicit if we want to just say EMS patients during the global pandemic and add passengers who may have been exposed or need testing or whatever. If that would do it.
I mean, the issue is clearly CTC policy, the current CTC policy. If you're enabling David and Jay to speak on our behalf about the current CTC policy, then I agree. But I think
that's what I'm talking about.
Needs to be that clear.
Well, it's the same idea as transporting EMS patients and other. So exactly, what do you want for words? Because
just enable them to to represent us on regarding the current CTC policy. David, I'm going to let you talk, and then I'll come back to you, Donna.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we have to have kind of an open slate for discussions, and I think Jay's point is well taken, and one that actually has been raised a little bit, and I see no reason why we can't continue to talk about, you know, for example, temperature screening of passengers getting on the vessel, either on this side or the other side. I mean, I think we need a more complete discussion of that, because, as I say, that's what a lot of the medical facilities are doing, and maybe that's what we should be doing on the boat. Point being, I don't think we're going to have a totally focused discussion. I think it's going to be wide-ranging, addressing whatever issues are facing our community regarding the CTC and transportation.
I won't vote for the motion if that's the case. This motion is very specifically to develop an EMS protocol that is the highest priority that needs to get done immediately, and a secondary topic, if you would like, would be to discuss their current policy on behalf of the board. I don't see a wide-ranging discussion among this group about anything else, and I won't vote for it if that's your opinion. Yes, sir. Sorry, Jay. Go ahead.
Maybe if it would read to address all transportation from the island to and from. That covers, I mean, that, you know, if they don't want to mention, you know, get it too defined, then covers everybody who's going to get transported.
I'm okay with that. Donna, go ahead.
That's what I just wanted to make sure that everything was covered, but specifically, if you added after, during the global pandemic, regarding the current CTC policy relating to passengers who may or may not have been exposed to the virus. And also, I think at the end, it also says other matters, because something else might come up, but I'm happy to add that section if we can just come up with the right words.
As long as the intent's clear, I've expressed my intent fairly clearly.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm just not sure exactly what. So
I don't think other matters should be in there. I think they can bring other matters back to this board.
Okay.
But they need to focus.
Okay.
They need to focus on this protocol.
I'm fine with it. Okay. I'm just trying to scratch out my pencil here.
I'm trying to keep our priorities straight.
All right. Resolve issues relating to, I'm just brainstorming in my head. I apologize to everybody who's having to listen to this. I have to hear it in my head. Resolve the issues relating to transporting EMS patients during the pandemic, as well as the current CTC policy regarding passengers traveling who may have been exposed. Is that enough? Or
it's more complicated than I think it needs to be, but I think it's fine.
I think it's critical that we address the issue of people getting on that boat who may or may not have the virus and may or may not be traveling and getting other people exposed.
Does that statement do it for you?
No.
The statement that Donna just made?
If you're saying that we should talk only about transporting EMS patients, that is too limited.
No, he Herb,
did not say that.
No, Herb is saying that we just need to be more explicit in one other area.
That's correct.
Okay, so.
And I will, you know, I want to really firmly suggest that these decisions are not political decisions. These decisions are not for politicians to make. These decisions are medical. They need to be based in medical and EMS protocol and CDC guidance. It cannot be based on fear or conjecture or what we think somebody said on the TV or anything else. It really needs to be rigorously adhered to medical practices that we can take seriously. So other than that, John Rent had his hand up. He has taken it down. I would like to invite him in, since this is a critical part of CTC's. Okay.
Yeah.
John, are you there?
Hi.
I'm sorry. Try it again.
I think you can hear me now.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Thank you, sir. Okay. Go ahead.
I was trying to shortcut your conversation, and there was another memo that the selectmen apparently discussed last night, and regardless of what the wording was, I invite all of that stuff to be on the table when we get together with Jay and Herb and Marjorie and Ralph. We need to work together on all the subjects. And then the point about our current policy says call 911 for transport for testing. That's an example of our message needs to be consistent with the town's message. And the town's message today is go Casco Bay Lines. So we can fix that, immediately almost. But that isn't necessarily a sufficient final step. And when we have it, we need to fix it again. And I think it's essential that communications between the town, CTC, town, joint decisions be communicated with a single voice or consistent, 100% consistent single voice.
Okay, thank you. Anything further? Go ahead, Mark. You haven't spoken. Yeah.
Sorry, Herb. Just very quickly, I agree with what John Rent just said. I just want to emphasize that I think it's imperative that the town of Chabig and the Chabig Transportation Company working together come out of these discussions with not only a resolution of how 911 patients would be transported, possibly with the virus, but how non 911 individuals should proceed or have guidance to proceed for transport to the mainland if it's different.
Okay.
I think that clarity to the public is very important.
Yeah, and we'll let Donna read her motion back and test it against it. I think we're all in agreement about that.
Okay.
Go ahead, Donna.
All right, and I'm still not sure I'm really there, so I'm welcome to edits. I move that Jay Corson and David Hill and any town staff as they may feel necessary to meet with CTC. We added Marjorie and Rouse explicitly. To meet with CTC to discuss and resolve the issues relating to transporting EMS patients during the global pandemic, as well as discuss and resolve. I'm writing as I go, so resolve the current CTC policy related to passengers traveling to and from the mainland who may have been exposed to the virus. I mean, I think we all know we're in the same place. Does that do it?
It's all right with me. As we've sort of established the phrase, anybody who may have been exposed.
Right.
Then my second stands.
Okay, thank you, David. Okay, so is there discussion on the motion? Any further discussion from the board? And then I will open it up to public comment from the board on that motion. Okay, hearing none, I will take public comment if there is anybody who would like to speak. Okay, I see no hands. David, do you see any?
I do not. Oh, there's Erica. Oh,
one, somebody came up. Okay, Erica Newman. Erica?
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you all for your leadership. I just wrote down, I think it seems to be there. We need full policy updates.
Erica, you're cutting out.
Yeah, I saw your chat, Erica. Why don't you go ahead and list those so we know what you're talking about.
The first one-page policy update would be 911. If I'm cutting out, I'll just refer to my chat.
Okay, David, could you read Erica's chat? Stay on the line,
chat,
Erica.
Chat then, and someone else can read it.
Yeah, let me
Erica, read it. Erica, can you stay on the line? And we're going to have David read it. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to read Erica's chat. As of, yes. Let me see, wait a minute. As of March 28th, there seem to be 4 one-page policy updates needed. One would be 9/11 non-COVID-19 emergency transportation. Number two would be 911 COVID-19 emergency transportation. Three would be CTC transportation policy during pandemic. And four would be Casco Bay Lines transport policy during pandemic, all posted publicly in updates. And actually, while I have this chat window open, somebody else asked if to ask John if the CTC meeting will be open to the public and how to get to it for the public.
Okay, I would prefer if we only use the chat if we can't do the voice so that we can have an interchange with the whole board. Erica, that's in agreement with your position right now? I'm going to take that as a yes. I think she's lost her connection. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Are there any questions for Erica from the board? Okay. Thank you, Erica. Carol White has her hand up, and then John Rent also has his hand up again. Carol. Carol, I'm having trouble unmuting you. Just give me a second here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you. Thank you.
All right. I understand Erica's objective, but I think, again, like you said at the beginning, we need to leave the policies up to the training personnel.
Carol, you've inadvertently muted yourself.
Again, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand Erica's objectives, but I think it's important that we leave it up to the team, and in particular, our rescue people, to determine what the policies categories need to be, because it's not our area of expertise. So let's let them decide whether we need 5 separate policies or 3 or what. I don't think we should be that specific at this point.
Okay, thank you, Carol. John Rent has his hand up.
I just quickly wanted to answer the question about whether the CTC board meeting was open to the public. The quick answer is no. It's an executive session because we're going to deal with some personnel issues. Generally, our board meetings are open and we always start with public comment, but today's will not be.
Thank you, John. Okay. Any further comment from the public? By the way, we have 34 attendees at the moment and 9 participants, 9 panelists. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to ask for a vote from the board. This will be a roll call vote.
Did anybody ever second my motion?
Yes,
David did.
Oh, okay.
Could we actually read the motion?
Yes.
Go ahead, Donald.
I move that Jay Corson, David Hill, Marjorie Stratton, Ralph Monroe, and any town staff as they may feel necessary, meet with CTC to discuss and resolve the issues relating to transporting EMS patients during the global pandemic, as well as discuss and resolve any issues relating to the current CTC policy related to passengers traveling to and from the mainland who may have been exposed to the virus.
Are we all clear on the motion? Okay, a roll call vote then. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Main is yes. Christine, you get that vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, everybody. Are there further actions to take at this time regarding the workshop? Mark?
Herb, would you entertain a motion for an amendment to our existing resolution that is currently on our town website?
Certainly.
I'd like to make a motion to amend the one portion of the paragraph that we spoke about that says our community has an aging population that is difficult to take care of, that section.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My motion would read, my amendment to that motion would, I'm sorry. My amended motion to that state, that sentence would be, our community has an aging population and our resources are limited.
Okay, Marjorie, do you understand that?
I'll second it.
I'm just writing it down. If you could maybe repeat it.
Yeah.
For,
go ahead. Let's get it clear right up front. Go ahead, Mark.
Sorry. Our community has an aging population and our resources are limited.
Okay. Marjorie, confirm that you've got that. Whatever. Take your time.
I have it. Chris, do you have it?
I have it.
Okay, thank you.
We need a second.
Is there a second?
I seconded.
Donna seconds it. Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I'm going to go, I'm going to ask if there's public comments. I'm going to lower hands right now. If you have public comment, please raise your hand. Carol White has raised her hand. I believe you're on, Carol.
I just ask that meeting happen as soon as possible.
Oh, okay. That's not relevant to the motion at hand. But thank you. Okay. Any further public comment on the motion, which is to change our resolution, to change the wording in our resolution? Okay. Seeing none, I'll call a roll call vote. Mr. Corson.
Yes.
Mrs. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Main is a yes. Okay, have you recorded the vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other items of business to take care of at this time?
Yes, the business relating to the committee.
Okay, is the board ready to take up two motions regarding the committee that we formed? Okay, go ahead, Donna.
Okay. The first is we need the approval. David, Melissa and I met yesterday to kind of get the ball rolling, and we identified several issues that we needed to have the board weigh in on before we could really get going. The first was a letter to the various partners that we want to invite to be part of this, the nonprofits, inviting the town and the school to say, do you want to send somebody? So we drafted a letter. It's in the packet. I think that actually got in the packet. Do you want me to read it, or did everyone see it?
I've read it. I don't feel the need for you to read it. Anybody else?
I haven't seen it, so.
Okay. Do you want Donna to read it?
No, that's all right.
Okay. Okay. So we have a motion. We need a second.
Second.
Did you form that as a motion, Donna?
I didn't, but I can.
Okay, please.
I move that the Board of Selectmen approve the letter that. To request partners to join the community advisory response team.
David, your second. Holt?
Just to be clear, Donna, does that include the 9 points in your memo?
No, that's second.
Okay, just wanted to be clear. Yeah, I'll.
Just the letter.
Okay. Certainly, I'll second the letter.
Is there discussion on the board? Is there public comment? Carol has her hand up again. Carol, did you have your hand up again?
No, not intentionally.
Okay. I may not have, I've been lowering them in between discussions, so I may not have done that. Thank you. Okay, roll call vote. Mr. Corson.
I abstain.
Ms. Damon.
Yes.
Mr. Dyer.
Yes.
Mr. Hill.
Yes.
Mr. Main is a yes. Second motion, Donna.
The second motion is that the Board of Selectmen take, okay. Do you want, well, I guess the first question I have to ask before I make a motion, can we do this as one, just one thing? Have people had enough time to look at it? Are you okay with one motion or do you want to take these up individually?
I'm guessing if Jay hasn't seen the other one that he hasn't seen this. Jay, what's your?
No, I haven't seen
it. Not worried about it.
Well, I didn't say that. What I said was I haven't seen it.
Do you want us to read them out? They're not, I don't think they're terribly long. I can't remember.
It's one page.
I can quickly just go through it.
Just so everybody knows, Jay's, we've been having problems with Jay's email and he hasn't gotten everything that people have been sending him. We've been trying to work that out. I've been trying to forward him things. It's been difficult. So Jay, I apologize for that.
Well, it's my email.
Yeah, I know. It's the times we live in.
Okay, I'll just Mark, I'll read, because it's Mark, good for the community just, can hear it too.
Just a minute. Mark wanted to talk.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hold this up. I think there would be some value in just quickly doing each one and just making it very clear what we're voting on if we vote on it.
Okay, so no discussion between them. Donna, if you just would read it straight down, that would be helpful.
Okay. Number one, to appoint Eliza Jane Adams, Lila Bisharat, Mary Holt, and Beverly Johnson to the community response team. And that would be Eliza Jane as a community member at large.
Donna, I'd like you to just read it down, please.
Okay, all right. Thank you. No problem. Two, to approve a letter to be sent to, and I listed all the community partners. Three, to appoint representatives to the team submitted by an organization without coming back to the Board of Selectmen. Four, to accept the offer of the Chabig Island Historical Society to include town communication updates to the public with its CIH mailings relating to the global pandemic when bulk mailing postal patrons on the island. Five, to allocate $500 from the Selectmen's Contingency Fund to pay for mailings to the community related to the global pandemic. Six, to authorize the team to solicit and receive donations to fund its activities related to the global pandemic using the Chabig United Methodist Church as its fiscal agent. Seven, to authorize the team to create a communication plan to be submitted to the Board of Selectmen for review before implementation. And eight, to authorize the team to share any communication with the public that has been approved by the communication co-chairs, the team's co-chairs, the team's Board of Selectmen representative, and the town administrator. All communications will be submitted to the Board of Selectmen before they are published for comment, but will not require a formal vote of the Board of Selectmen. And nine, to authorize the town administrator and the town to work with the team to produce materials for mailings.
Am I correct that one of those was that to appoint members without coming back to the board for approval?
That was if, say for example, we ask the council, who do you want? Do you want somebody? And they say, John Doe, we're nominating John Doe. Do we need to, can they just send their own person if we've accepted them as one of these partners? Or does the board want to approve the individual person that they send?
I see.
So that was really the question.
Okay. Further questions about the document and the authorities that we are assigning to this committee?
Are we going to vote on these individually or as a whole?
I will take the board's will, whatever you want to do. David?
Well, I will move to adopt the 9 points as listed in that policy statement.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay. Is there discussion on the motion? Mark, and then Jay.
Thank you, Herb. I appreciate all the efforts and the willingness to give this group an opportunity to try to see if they can be of assistance to the town of Sheboygan and the community. And it may be that we need to see how this committee and group gets up working, and there may be some glitches and tweaks that have to come back for discussion. But I think it's good to get it going and see how it may function for us.
Okay, Jay?
Item number 6, received donations, I find is an issue as to how all that gets tracked and so forth. And
they did specify that they're using the church and not the town as their fiscal agent.
Correct.
Yeah, but it's still a town subcommittee.
It is a town subcommittee.
So that by using somebody else to keep track of the money doesn't get rid of that obligation.
Marjorie, do you have any take as the person who has to be responsible to our auditors? Does this present a situation for accounting and auditing practices?
Well, technically it does, but honestly, this is an emergency situation, and I don't think anybody's going to criticize this move to just try to keep things moving. And if people want to give donations, they should be able to do that. Again, technically, it may not be correct, but I think it's a situation that we can just move forward and do this.
Okay. Further, Donna?
Just to clarify, because most of this will be the food pantry, and they already have that set up. That's why we figured that was something they could do that would help. Take something off the town.
Okay, so they're doing that anyways. It doesn't really need to be a function of this committee.
Well, right. But the ask would be coming from the committee. So that we just wanted to be everything transparent, everything up front. So that's all we're doing.
Okay. I think, you know, how you phrase that, whether you advocate for the church or whether you make it part of the town committee, probably does make a difference, and I would ask you to be conscious of that. And if the church is willing to take your direction without some implied control over the church's fund, that would be preferential, I think.
Yeah, they're all on board with this. Yes.
Yeah. So just in terms of messaging.
Yeah.
I think you should advocate for the church and their food pantry, and you know, not suggest that the committee is, you know, raising funds for it. Just simply advocate and say, put out the information that this is available, and that, you know, we hope you support the church.
Right. We just wanted to know it was out there.
Okay. I'm sure there's a way to do what you want to do. You know, I'm just trying to make Marjorie's life easier when the auditors
come. No, it's great. Thank you.
Okay. Further discussion on the motion. I will open it up to public comment in a second if there's no further discussion. Okay. I will open it up to public discussion. I see Deb Bowman's hand. Deb, you need to, there you go. Go ahead.
About the... is it the 7 points, the 9 points I keep hearing you refer to? Was that part of the draft letter from the advisory committee?
No, it's a separate motion. It may be included in whatever letter they send out. I don't know. They can append it.
Packet or I just wonder if those points could be shared on screen.
They're on the website.
I didn't see them in the packet, Marjorie, when I printed off today. I saw the letter, but I didn't see those points. But they can be put on afterward.
Okay.
If they're not there, they'll be on, Deb.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Any further comment from the public? Seeing none, I will close the public comment and take a roll call vote. Mr. Corson?
No.
Ms. Dan?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Main is yes. Did you record the vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Further action to be taken at this time?
I just have a question, if I may, sir.
Sure.
Next week, we have a meeting that's still on our town website schedule.
Our next agenda item is to set a meeting date. Should we?
Okay. Sorry. Thank you.
Not a problem. Any other action to take from the board? Okay. Seeing none, the next item was withdrawn, and so we are at setting a meeting date. Mark, I'll take your comment.
Thank you, Herb. I think we had originally, before this health pandemic really got going in the country, I think we had scheduled a meeting for next Wednesday, and I believe that was directed towards the Stone Wharf possible improvement plans. Is that accurate?
It was. I mean, you know, we need to think about preparing the town warrant for town meeting in June, and that was one of the items we were working on. I can safely say that it's probably not the biggest of our issues right now.
Right.
So I will take the board's recommendations for what we should be doing. I think my tact on this is that we should probably meet weekly, even if they're very brief meetings, to carry out any business or to hear reports about from this communication committee we've set up, keep tabs. We do still want to keep track on preparing our budget, just in case there is a way we can do the annual town meeting on time, and we work out the details for that. So in my mind, prioritization would be the current COVID-19 response and deal with that, and if we need to call emergency meetings in between to do that, we will. But at least have an update on our response and to understand, you know, what's going on with that on a weekly basis. So that would be a standing agenda item on that. I also would put on there a report from, in addition to Marjorie's town administrator report, I would put in there a report from our EMS or our fire rescue chief. I haven't spoken to him about this, but I would put that on as a regular agenda item, so that during this period, so that we can hear regular updates on how that's going. And then the only other thing I have as a priority is the budget and other preparations we need to make for town meeting. David, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to alert you that we do have a proposal from Axiom Technologies for to wire up the town office with higher speed internet. I'm surprised that Chris and Marjorie aren't smiling, but anyway, yeah, there they go. Just to alert you that I'll be putting that, or asking that be put on the next agenda. I think it's important enough for us to take consideration at this time, and I think the town would benefit from that.
I think taking that up as part of the budget discussion would be the way to go. And you and I can have a discussion about whether that should be a capital discussion or an operations discussion. But I think it's appropriate to take that up because I'm assuming there's a cost involved.
It's about $5,000 to hook them up, or $20,000 to do a substation kind of thing. But we'll talk about that.
Okay, I will take your lead on that. Okay, so in terms of priorities, that's where I'm at. Donna, go ahead.
Yeah, and you can add that Hall sound system. He says Monday he'll have it broken down again. So,
and can you give us some context on why you think that's important to deal with right now?
Oh, you're talking about priority. Because they thought it was time sensitive, but I don't believe he's going to get down here to do it. He wanted to do it in April. That was why. That's the only reason. Going to do it in April. And I don't know if he can still come down and work on it during that time. So that's the only reason I keep bringing this up. I don't want to hold up their project. So, okay. But right now the vendor is kind of holding it up by not giving us what we need, but anyway.
Okay, well, we will take this as fair notice that that is a work in progress, and I would certainly entertain a motion in, under other business.
Okay, great, thank you. I think maybe that's the right way to go.
Okay. Anything else that the board would like to take up? So a motion that would work for us would be to set up this a regular selectmen's meeting at 6 p.m. every Wednesday until this emergency is, until we determine otherwise. If you're comfortable with the priorities that I've assigned, I would certainly, as always, take suggestions from any of you outside the meeting context. But if there's any more direction that the board would like to give me right now in terms of running this response efficiently, I would certainly take it. So with that, I would take a motion if there's one, Jay.
I would like to make a motion that for the duration of the pandemic, that we schedule a regular Wednesday meeting teleconference at 6 p.m.
Second.
Okay. Is there further discussion on that motion? Mark.
Just quickly, Herb, I like and agree with your prioritization, and I think we should stay focused on that as much as possible.
Thank you. Any further comments from the board? I will open it up to public comment. If there's any comment from the public, we still have 26 attendees. Seeing none, I will do a roll call vote. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Main is a yes. I would accept a, do we have any other business to transact Chris, from the town?
Chris had her hand up a second ago.
Yes, okay, I just,
Chris, go ahead.
I'm just asking that Donna make sure you get me your motions as written so that I can be sure to preserve this information correctly.
I'm going to do it as soon as I get off from here, before I get sick again.
Thank you.
David, what happens to the recordings that are being made right now?
These recordings, I think Chris is making her own recording, and the other recording I put on a flash drive and give to Beverly to put on the website.
Okay. Is that true, Christine? You're doing your own recording?
That is correct.
Okay, good. So you do have an audio record to refer to as well. But
I Donna do. Audio records.
Donna will send you the written.
Yes, it's helpful. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. Any other business that the town, Marjorie or Christine, that we need to transact, warrants, minutes, anything we can get off the slate? Or need to get off the slate? Okay, hearing none. I'd accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right, I will do a roll call vote. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Boy, we're getting good at this. Mr. Main is a yes. Thank you all for your thoughtful discussion and cooperation and moving things forward.
Have a great weekend, everybody. It Thank is the weekend. God. It's really Saturday. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy.